actually started streaming. I have no idea where it was streaming.
Uh-oh.
None of that was recorded whatsoever. Except for wherever it streamed to.
Maybe it just streamed to the phone. Should I check our Facebook feed?
No. No, I don't know where it went. It's out in the internet someplace.
Oh, but we were recording in yes. Audition. Okay. We just don't know about...
Hi, we're Mouthy Broadcast.
Jenny, I'm Lauren.
It's been a minute since we did a show, and we're doing it different. Give me a fucking break.
I think it just means extra show for everybody. It's yes. cool. Totally means extra show.
Yes.
For whoever got to watch the stream.
So yes, there's bit of a break for Christmas because we had other shit to do.
And we're sorry for not like announcing it before it happened. It's just we didn't know we were going to take a break. And then yeah. we just were like, oh, we need a break, don't we?
Yeah. It just happened. It just happened. Just Christmas is just a tough time of year to like set aside time to do this kind of thing. And like, so I found out that you were going to be in town today, and I was like, hey, just come over and we'll record here.
And it was one of those things. So Matt had to be in town get an interview done for the documentary that he's making. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where if we had finished, because usually we record Mouthy Broadcast remotely on Sunday late morning, early afternoon.
Yeah.
And if we had finished early enough, I was going to go with him. And then we were talking about doing something else just after our recording.
Right.
And I mentioned it to Matt, and he's like, just come with me. You can record with Jenny live. I'm like, we do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rest is what you see happening now or here if yes. you're not a Patreon. Yes. Yes.
Now that we're actually recording, the Patreon subscribers who pay the money to see the video can see Seamus, the social distancing fox, here to protect us from the COVID between us, 6 feet apart.
And if you're lucky, you'll get to see Roxy Andrews jump up and, yes. and give Seamus some face kisses.
Yeah, she might sniff his butt. Like, hey, are you a real fox? You a real fox?
Hey, Mr.
Butt.
Fox. I got fox rhymes with Roxy. No? What? I don't know. That's how I hit on guys.
Well,
I mean, that's why Roxy's single too, right?
I guess it worked on Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, it was easy. Actually, Matt, I just had to send him a picture of myself eating macaroni and cheese Thanksgiving leftovers. And then he was like, hey, BB, how about I take you to Red Lobster? And the rest is history, folks.
Wait, who?
Do we have something to talk about?
We have lots of stuff to talk about.
We have
a list of things that we've been saving up since forever ago. So one of the things that I was doing on the break, I have this thing that I do not every year. I took a couple years off because I had other shit going on in my life. But like for quite some time, one of my holiday traditions is to make a shit ton of cookies and give them out to people.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't even fully know why. Like, I don't.
Christmas cookies, I think, are a big tradition for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And giving people sweets is definitely a Christmas tradition for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, my family does it. Like,
yeah,
whenever I would go to their
me.
House, they had particular cookie recipes that they would set out and like different flavors, and I started doing that a few years ago. And like one year, I remember I made those ginger snaps, those banging ass ginger snaps.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I made a quadruple recipe of those one year. I think actually I took them to I think it was the Festivus episode of Good Morning You Drunks back in the day, and I was like, to eat these fucking cookies, take them. And people were like, I don't even like ginger snaps, fucking eat them. And they were like, yeah, goddamn, yeah, these are the best.
They're really good. Yeah.
And that was even before I started putting the sugar and stuff on the outside of, like, they weren't even as good as they are now. So I made once I was sure that I didn't have COVID, waited for the results to come back. Got my brain scanned results and made a shit ton of cookies and then had to ship them out all over across the globe.
Eastern seaboard.
Yes.
Did you send any to Canada this year?
I did not send any to Canada. Like, shipping is really expensive.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, like, I almost didn't send yours and Chris's because I was like, oh, it's only going to, like, Richmond and Fredericksburg. I'm just going to get in my car and drive up there and drop them off on the way. It'll be a nice little day trip. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have time, though, until, like, Christmas. Here it is. Like, I think I ended up sending them out on, like, the 18th.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Yeah. So I sent them out on the 18th. And I was like, I'm not going to have time to go on a road trip, on a day trip, until at least Christmas Eve. I want to get these out ahead of time. They're going to get there in, like, 2 days flat. No problem. I believe it took your cookies like 10 days to show up.
Yes.
Meanwhile, yes. North Carolina got them in 2 days. Like, I shipped them on a Saturday and they arrived on Monday. People in Florida got them before you did. The people in Virginia got the cookies last, dead fucking last of everyone.
So as soon as you got the cookies dropped off, because I remember you told me you had the shipping, the tracking number, you just had to drop them in the box. As soon as you dropped them in that box, they hit my USPS informed delivery. You'll be getting a package soon.
So you had the tracking number and everything.
I had the tracking number for these cookies by Sunday. By Sunday, they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they automatically processed and, you know, Saturday night when they take them in. And it was telling me I was going to have them Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, oh, that's great. And then immediately it just keeps saying, shipment is arriving late. No other message except shipment is arriving late. And I was so mad at my mailman where every day it would tell me, you're expected to have this package. And I know that package is delicious cookies by, you know, 10 p.m. tonight. And my mail would come by, you know, 5 or 6 p.m.
You're sitting out on the step like an orphan waiting for this shit.
No cookies. No cookies.
Thinking that guy, like, stole your cookies.
And then they show up. When they showed up, it was on a Sunday.
Like, how the fuck?
It was on a Sunday. The Sunday after Christmas.
Yeah. So, literally, I could have gotten in the car and driven up there, dropped them off in Richmond, dropped them off in Fredericksburg, be on my way home. It probably would have cost less than gas.
Which, I guess, if we go from Saturday to the following Sunday, it was 8 days.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, crazy.
I mean, I know shit is crazy right now, but it was insane.
It's all Trump's fault.
Of course, everything is.
No, but it really is for the mail.
Yes.
Because he got that new postmaster general and he was like, no more overtime for the postal service. Just let mail sit here. It'll get there when it gets there.
Set it on fire. Yeah. He literally told them to set it on fire.
Yeah.
So one of my things that I do, and this started as kind of a, not really a joke, but just I'm just careless and I'm just a slob. And when I wrap packages, like, you got one of probably the nicer ones. Like, you got a box that wasn't mangled.
No, it's wonderful.
I literally would construct a box. Like, I got these boxes and I was like, oh, this will be perfect size. And then I put the stuff in it and I'm like, you can see a box laying right there. That's one of the ones I got. Way too big for six fucking cookies.
Yeah, that's a really big box to put some cookies in.
So I get the box and I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. You know what I'm going to do? Instead of buying a new box, I'm just going to cut it up. I'm just going to form a box. And so it looks like a drunk kindergartner sent these packages. And so, like, it gets to a point where, like, I do this and I'm like, well, now if it's going to look like this, I'm just going to make it look extra trashy. And I wrap it in, like, duct tape. I put, like, just shit stuck to the outside. Just, I draw pictures on it. It literally looks like a fucking drunk kindergartner.
My box looked great.
Well, that's because you got one of the ones I didn't make.
Oh.
But my biggest fear with, like, wrapping presents, sending anything, doing anything like that. So, like, the only place I have to do this is, like, on the floor. Because at the time, there was, like, too much stuff on the table. I couldn't use that to, like, actually wrap the packages. So I've got to work on the floor. And I haven't vacuumed in a bit. And I'm terrified that, like, I'm going to get cat litter. cat hair. Somebody's stray pubes may show up in the tape. Roxy's looking at us like, don't blame me. Don't blame me for the fucking stray pubes. Like, I'm always terrified of that. Like, is something going to get stuck onto the tape? You know, like, is somebody going to be opening this package and like, oh, I got a little extra something in this box? Just terrifying.
I didn't find any of that, but I ate those cookies too fast to find anything.
So you might have had some.
I probably just swallowed some pubes and a little bit of cat litter, fox hair, you know.
That's a little extra, special something for you on that.
It was delicious. It's an immunity booster, too.
There you go. There you go. Protect you from COVID.
Yeah, lick your cat. You won't get COVID anymore. What?
She's like, please don't. Please don't. It's fine. I just had a brain fart. I don't know where else I was going to go with that. But yeah, anyways, cookies all done. I made some more cookies after all that for some reason because I just found a new recipe, which is going to go into my repertoire next year. But yeah, I end up eating way too many of them myself and I put on a lot of weight. And now
that's the hard part. I made some cupcakes for homeless people.
What?
For Christmas Eve. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
My dad does volunteering with a local group that helps the homeless. He started, I guess it was 2 years ago that he started volunteering with them. And they've been having a lot of difficulty since COVID. They used to have shelters, and they're not using the shelter anymore because they were afraid of COVID. And mm-hmm. there were a lot of people that they had been helping who voluntarily left the shelter and went back on the street last March because they were afraid of getting sick.
Right.
Which is, you know, that's just awful to think that that's a better, you know, better outcome. But they have people in hotels around the city is what they were able to do. So my parents were cooking for a few nights last month for that and volunteering where there were restaurants and other places in town that had volunteered and made food and they delivered the boxed meals to people.
Oh, that's really great.
And they have this charity also has they call it a respite center. It's like a group home. So there's only 8 people that live there. So it's not as crowded as and they all have their own room. So it's not like being in a, you know, open shelter. But it's for people who have recently been hospitalized and were released, but don't have a place to live. Mm-hmm. So they can, you know, get a spot in there until, you know, I guess eventually they kick them out, which is sad. But, you know,
right.
They have a place for a little while. So my mom made a big Christmas Eve dinner for that house. And she was telling me about it, and she said, I haven't decided what I'll do for dessert yet. And I was like, can I make dessert? I want to do something because that's usually, like, my role in my family. Like, we've stopped buying Christmas gifts for even the nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
But I always make a bunch of cupcakes and, like, give a little cupcake mm-hmm. package to my nieces and nephews. So my mom was like, yeah, you know, don't go crazy. Just make something small. It's not a lot of people. Well, I made, you know, 3 dozen cupcakes.
Of and, course, as you do.
You know, and like 5 different flavors with option.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a similar compulsion. Like, yeah. You can't just make one batch of cupcakes when you can make 5.
Well, the thing is that, so my recipe is based on a standard box cake mix, which makes 2 dozen. So I wanted to make, and I was also preparing during the same time because Chris's birthday is the 26th. So he wanted a chocolate cake. So I was going to just make, I made him a very small chocolate cake, mm-hmm. which meant there was enough like for a dozen cupcakes to be left over. So I had a dozen chocolate or maybe a little more than a dozen. And I did half of them with mint and half of them with regular buttercream. And I, you know, because not everybody likes mint, but some people might want something fancier than just chocolate with buttercream.
Right.
But then not everybody likes chocolate at all. So then the second flavor I made was lemon, and I made standard lemon, but then maybe some people like something a little bit fancier, and I made lemon with cheesecake.
Carrots. Carrot cake.
So I made a crazy number of cupcakes is the point of the story.
Well, I really like the idea of the charity that you guys were donating to. Is that like a, is it a nationwide thing?
I don't know. It's called MICA. I don't know what MICA stands for. MICAH. It's MICA Ecumenical Ministries.
Okay.
I believe it's like a non-denominational church organization.
Okay.
And
so it's probably very local, and like there's probably
something
similar. Like if I wanted to do something like that next year,
They work with the homeless. They have like social workers on staff. So I think there's a it's called ministries. So I know that there's a slight religious component, but I know it's non-denominational because they do different things that involve all the local churches.
Okay.
So it's a nice. It's a nice organization.
They're nice boys.
Yeah, they're nice people there, you know. And one of my good friends is involved too, which she started volunteering just like my dad did, and now she actually works with them as a caseworker and organizer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I have no idea where to go from there.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I mean, it sounds like a fantastic thing, and I just wanted to talk about it, but now, like... Now, how do we talk about like our armpits or, you know, movies that we've watched or whatever?
Well, let's just plug ourselves that next week, a week from the time you're hearing this, you can hear us on Comic Cons.
Oh, wow. That's coming out already. Okay.
Yeah.
I lost track of when the actual thing was.
It'll air on January 11th.
Fantastic. We were invited on to talk about 12 Monkeys, the movie. And I like nearly pissed myself.
I'm so glad that he invited us for that one. Because
yes.
He didn't even know that it was your favorite movie or one of your favorite movies.
Yeah. Like easily top five. Like I immediately like rattled off my top four movies and I was like, okay, I don't remember. I don't know what the fifth one is, but that's like easily top five. So it made me so happy to talk about it because I don't get to talk about it with people very often. Like it's a... You can go really deep into talking about like theories about it and like some of the nuances of the movie and stuff. And I was so happy to be like to nerd out and talk about it. Like spoilers, he didn't like it as much as I did.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't dislike it, but I was like, I don't even care. You could tell me that you hate this movie right now and it would not shake how much I love this movie. And so it was just really fun to just nerd out about it and have this fun conversation about one of my favorite movies like that. So I think the next one after that, because I mentioned Joe versus the Volcano is one of my other favorites.
Oh, yeah. And he's really excited to do Joe versus the Volcano. So that's going to come up soon.
Yeah.
And I have not seen that one since it came out on video.
Oh, this is
going
to be fun.
Which tells you how long ago it was.
Right.
Because
it on VHS.
I rented it from, you know, Movie Time. It was before we even had a Blockbuster in my town.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. I mean, I really like the atmosphere he has on his show where, like, you can sit and talk to somebody about something like that. And, like I said, he didn't like the movie as much as I did, but it didn't bother me. Like, I'd never felt like I was being attacked. I don't think he felt like I was attacking him.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... Unlike the internet, where like you can literally say, "Here's a carrot recipe," and it starts to fight. You know,
I think that's a great thing about Nick as a person and what he tries to do on his show.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. Which brings me to actually my New Year's resolution, which is I've kind of backed away from social media a little bit. Like, I still go on Twitter, and I still go on Facebook occasionally, but I just don't really engage. I don't post as much stuff. I don't remember what... It was something really petty that made me delete the Facebook app. Like, it was, like, Lori Petty level. it was something really stupid. I was like, fuck it, I'm just deleting the app. I don't care. And it's gotten me to, like, not check it compulsively, which has... had the benefit of like being better for my mental health. Like I just don't go on there as often because it's not as easily accessible. So like my New Year's resolution this year, I think is going to be to just try to back away from shit like that a little bit more often. Cause like I noticed today I do this thing, time hop where it shows, it's basically like your Facebook on this day in history kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, but it, like, it shows you Twitter, it shows you Facebook, it shows you, like, every social media platform, and it just kind of puts it all together. And I saw a thing today where I was on both Facebook and Twitter talking about how much this fucking cunt pissed me off. And I was like, I have no recollection of what this could be.
What'd she do? I really want to know.
I could never figure it out. No, actually, I take it back. I, through some detective work, I had to do detective work to figure out what, who it was and why this person pissed me off so much. But, like, number one, I realized that it could have been, like, literally anybody, because I'm pissed off at everybody, like, all the time. So, like, how many scenarios am I pissed off, like, to the point that I'm calling people cunts?
And it turns out it was me.
It was.
But, and you had to do a lot of detective work, I'm sure, to figure it out.
Well, somebody in the thread had asked me who it was, and I was like, I'll slide to your DMs and tell you. And I had sent her screenshots. So I scrolled, and I don't talk to this person that often. So I scrolled back and looked at the screenshots, and I was like, that's what it was about? That's fucking stupid. Like, I was like, there was no reason for me to be that fucking upset about this. And, like, now a year later, I'm like, how much time and how much energy did I waste being pissed off at this?
So it was only a year ago. See, I was thinking this was a long time ago.
No, this was a year ago.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't even remember what the fuck it was at first. I was like, but I was so mad that I was posting about it.
You'll tell me when we're done recording, right? Okay, good, good. Yeah, okay, good.
I probably told you at the time, but again, it didn't matter to you. Like, it really wasn't even that important. Like, yeah, it was not important, bottom line. And when I looked at it, I was like, God, I mean, I was like so mad. Like, I need to, like, just chill the fuck out. Just chill the fuck out a little bit more. Except for on the show where, like, you know,
we're supposed to be angry cunts.
Yeah, we're like, that's what we're supposed to be doing, is like entertaining you with our anger and cuntiness.
Yeah, it's on brand.
Exactly. Oh. So, yeah.
So your resolution is just to chill the fuck out?
Just chill the fuck out a little bit more. Not water off a duck's back.
Water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's back.
There's something that happened. Like, I've actually been dealing with, like, a lot of, like, mental health kind of shit the past few weeks in particular, which is why it's just been like...
Same, girl. You know, same. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to even blame seasonal depression or COVID or anything. It's just... I just got really, like, introspective and, like... There was one thing that happened almost a year ago that when I saw that, I was like, I think it's that. And I was like, no, it wasn't, because I remember when that happened. Like, I thought it was this thing that's been, like, kind of spinning up in my head and, like, the kind of shit that, like, you have a fight a year ago and it keeps you up at night and you're like, oh, my God. Like, am I really a terrible person for her for this person to, like, treat me like this, and like for this fight to happen, like what did I do wrong, that kind of thing. And I thought it was that, and like, yeah, no, it wasn't. But I think you probably know exactly what it is, and if you don't, I'll mention it to you after the show. The one thing, the one bitch that pissed me off.
That one bitch. The bitch. I think I know who the bitch is.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally kept me up at night recently, where I'm just like, I don't know why. Like, I let it go for, like, months and months and months, and then all of a sudden it's just been like, hey, you might be a bad person. Think about that for a minute. Like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like,
oh, no.
I can't fucking sleep. So.
No.
I mean, I'm working through it, you know. It's talking about it on the show is therapeutic.
It helps. Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I did last week? That don't do this. Don't do this to yourself.
Uh-oh.
Don't watch a Pixar movie. Don't watch Soul.
Oh.
Don't watch Soul. Don't do it, people.
Pixar is just...
They're just trying. They're just like, hey, does this hurt? Hey, does this hurt? Oh, is that your heart right there? Oh, is this your stupid brain? Oh, I better back away. I'm getting too close to you.
You're going to give Seamus COVID.
I was watching Soul, and it was like that BoJack piece of shit episode. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
For those that don't know, there's an episode of BoJack Horseman where the whole episode, all you hear is his internal monologue. And he's, you know, like drinking himself into poor decisions and driving drunk around town. And his whole internal monologue is just, you piece of shit, you stupid fucking piece of shit, you piece of shit, you're such a piece of shit, you're garbage, you don't deserve that, blah, blah. And that is what was happening as I was watching Soul in my head. It's bad. It was bad. I'm sure it's a great movie if you love yourself. And you feel like you have value and purpose in life.
Oh, my God.
But if you're questioning at all your talents or your zest for life or your reason for living, don't watch it. Just stay away. Just put on anything else on Disney Plus or Netflix or Hulu. Just stay the fuck away. Just, you know, watch Wonder Woman 84 instead.
I have been tempted to watch Soul because I heard it was pretty good, but... Pixar,
I mean, like, just don't let it bother you. Just don't let it bother you. I wish I could tell you how not to let it bother you, but I don't know how.
I mean, not letting stuff bother me is not one of
my know that
things.
You're a sensitive person, Jenny, and like I know that you, like me, sometimes struggle with your station in life.
Yes.
So that's and yes. Also, I mean, I don't want to put any of this on Matt, but he knows that it happens, so. Because I had recently been... See, here's the thing. I had recently been going through my own mental health crisis where I had uttered, like, I don't know what my dreams are. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I had said those words out loud. And then all of a sudden, I was in a deep depression. And and I think maybe it had been building for a while, but then saying those words, like, made it feel worse.
Yes.
It's like
you're letting it out. You're instead of pushing it down and like trying to ignore it. It's all of a sudden like, now it's real.
Yes. So I had been in this bad mood for 2 weeks after I had said those words. And then we start watching the movie. And there's the whole point of the movie is souls trying to find their reason for living. Mm-hmm. It's unborn souls trying to find their reason for living.
Oh, shit.
And there's one soul, 22, who doesn't like it, who thinks that the whole idea of living is stupid and is like, this is dumb, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't know what I meant,
I mean,
know.
He's not wrong.
Right. So it's Tina Fey, actually.
Okay. She,
so Matt says to me, oh, that's just like you. And I go, what? He's like, you don't know what you want to do with your life.
Ouch.
And he knew as soon as he said it. Like, then he's like, want me to rub your feet? You want to come sit and cuddle with me? And I just sat there with my mouth pursed and, you know, like, kind of internally rocking myself. But I didn't want him or Chris to know that I wasn't...
Sorry.
that I wasn't doing okay. Uh-huh. Like, just trying to sit there. But, I mean, Matt knew I wasn't okay. But that's kind of what happened during the whole movie. And then when the movie ended, me and Matt both cried like babies.
Wow.
So,
you know, here's the thing is that sometimes I strangely kind of enjoy hurting myself emotionally like that, because again, sometimes it's very therapeutic to like watch something like that and like take all the stuff that you've been repressing and like, let's draw it out. Let's deal with it. And then it makes it easier to deal with, you know, instead of just bearing it until it just consumes you. You know, that's something I've been very good at my entire life, is just like, hey, just keep ignoring that shit, just bury it. So like I actually got a text from Ben Firmly from the network to let us know about where we were streaming, because I saw you're streaming, that's cool. No, we're not. No, but I canceled it.
Oh, were we still?
No, that's why I was okay. Like, wait, where'd
it go to?
Twitch.
Oh, cool.
So they get like a minute of us fucking around.
Nice. We were on Twitch, guys.
So like he used to talk about like the one Doctor Who episode with Vincent Van Gogh, where like when he was in a particular mood, he'd put that episode on because it just kind of like...
It's cathartic.
Yes. It's very therapeutic for that kind of thing. BoJack Horseman, like you mentioned, is one that I would do all the time. Joe vs. the Volcano is very therapeutic for me. Like, I think I mentioned it at the end of Comic-Con. It's like, whenever I would have a really bad day at work and I needed to deal with, like, you know, feeling as trapped as he did, and I want to go out and do things and see the world, like, I just would watch that movie, and it, like, even though I wasn't doing anything to change my life, I'm just sitting here watching the dumb fucking movie. It somehow made me feel better about it, you know, like, just kind of, I don't know, just maybe to see somebody else struggling with similar problems in the day-to-day life kind of thing. I don't know, man. I still want to watch it.
I did watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, and that felt good. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That wasn't Christmas Eve. It ended up being the day after Christmas that we watched it together. So It's a Wonderful Life is actually, like, my favorite movie of all time. And, you know, I mean, it's sappy and it's old and it's black and white and all that. You know, it's at this point, I mean, the movie itself has just become its own trope, you know, for other, you know, pieces of pop culture to make fun of and to mock. And Matt never wanted to watch it with me. Like, he was like,
Had he never seen it?
He had never seen it, but he's like, I've seen Gremlins. I've seen, you know, this, I've seen that. I've seen all the things that talk about it. I know everything that happens in the movie.
So how did he like it?
He said he liked it, but I don't know if he did.
Okay.
But it was nice to watch it with him. And because, and part of the things that I love that I feel like make the movie so charming are, like, the things that I make fun of about it.
Right.
Like, there's, because it's an old movie, it's like, it, they were still figuring out how to make movies in the 40s, you know, so there's some shitty shit that happens that you can just be like, ha ha, but also, like, I love it for everything that it is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, as, you know, as we're watching it, and I was like, you can riff on it, it's okay, like, that's part of what you're supposed to do, and he's like, okay, but also he was, like, trying to make nice and watch it with me, you know, so...
that was, you know, that, like, so I hadn't seen for, like, I don't think I'd seen the entire thing all the way through, and I finally watched it, like, maybe, like, 5 or 10 years ago, something like that, and I was surprised how well it held up, even though you'd seen all those tropes, and, like, I knew the jokes more than I knew the actual movie.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad he at least...
Yeah, he gave it a shot. And it's funny. Well, it's funny because, like, it is, like, one of those, like... It's not that manufactured sentimental, like what Pixar does, where it knows it's poking at you. But I know it's going to do it to me. I know it's going to make me feel sentimental. And I know it's going to make me think about, you know, like, I think about, like, sacrifices. Maybe not that... Well, my father made sacrifices for his family, of course. You know, but then I think about, like, sacrifices that... Like, I know that my grandparents had to make to, you know, raise my parents. And, you know, I'm also starting to watch it through a different lens because I've always watched it as a kid. And now my kid just turned 18. Yeah. So it's like I'm watching it as, like, you know, like, well, what did I do for my own kid? Like, that kind of stuff is going on in my head. And, you know, and he's somebody who feels like he's stuck in his everyday life. Like, he's stuck in his 9-to-5 job and can't do anything else.
It seems to be a recurring theme for us.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, imagine that.
It's Monday.
Two women who are... I mean, you're just over 40. I'm about to be there at 40. It's like, that's where we are in our day-to-day lives.
Pre-midlife crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
like,
not
it's
there
not really
yet.
A midlife crisis.
It's not a crisis. It's pre-midlife meh. Right?
Yeah.
We're just in this, like, meh. What are we doing? Podcasting about it. We're dealing with it the same way men our age deal with it. Let's start a podcast.
That's what's up.
Man.
I'm so glad we actually recorded this week too, because I was like, man, I miss it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get into a loop, I think, like, especially when I'm dealing with depression or issues of any sort. What's issues? Sorry, Matt. So, like, sometimes, like, I, you know, I'm too busy to do the show, and, or I don't, I'm just not in the mental state to do it. But then we get together and do the show, and it's like, oh, God,
oh, that
this
felt
is fun.
Good. Yeah.
Like, why does it, like, I don't know why I don't want to do it.
Like,
every
week. Well, and, like, I'll tell you this. I know the last time that we recorded, it felt so good. I don't even remember what day that was. I guess it was the day you sent the cookies, or the day after you sent the cookies.
Right.
So the week before Christmas. And it just, like, Like, we had that episode, and I feel like I had had a meltdown a couple days before where I was like...
I think we were both having meltdowns that week.
Yeah. So, and it was like, do we feel like it? Yeah, let's just do it. And then it was like, wow.
And it was like one of our best shows.
Yeah. This is like, it felt so good. I was like, I hope everybody listens to this episode and just gets the same joy that we had doing it.
Right. And it's even like a more... extra special or bonus thing that, you know, we get to be together. And,
yeah, we're here. So. We're you know, I think we're about 7 feet apart right now, actually, which
Something
is good. Yeah, that's a good distance. Yeah. That feels good to be even this close, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like other human beings.
You know, in like 6 to 8 months from now, or maybe 10 or 11 months from now, when we're able to get the vaccines.
Right.
I hope it's more in the 6 range. I really do, but...
I did the thing where, like, you put in your health requirements and, like, what you do for a job and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're not on the list. And not only that, but, bitch, your last name starts with Z. Like, when you said something about, like, you're not going to be lower than me. No, I am literally, like, last
the end of the end
for everything. When I graduated high school, I was actually legitimately shocked. I was not the last person.
Was there a Zuckerberg in school with you?
No. Her name was, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, Zhou. It was a Chinese name, Z-H-O-U. And the way that our graduation worked, it didn't matter, like... people could be in whatever order. It doesn't necessarily have to be in alphabetical order. And she was like, I don't want to be last. I don't want to be the last person. You had your name on a card with the pronunciation written down, and you hand it to the person, and they say, Jenny Zell.
Yeah.
You know? So when she found out that she didn't want to be last, and I was like, man, I'm kind of bummed out. I don't get to be last like I usually am. And she's like, let's trade.
Yeah.
So we just traded, and I got to be the last person to graduate on the list. Because I was like, I'm always last. Like,
yeah.
My old school, like, I had moved to a different high school right at the end. In my other high school, like, I was last all the time. Like, I don't even know if there was another Z at all in my graduating class. And my best friend for a long time, her last name started with a Y. So we were all, like, right next to each other.
And you were definitely in the same homeroom every time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was just, I'm used to being last. I'm going to be the last person to get the vaccine. I'll be fine.
If everybody else gets it around you, the problem is the people who are not going to want to get it. Okay. I just wish that 5G. There could be like, they could give you like, here's your pass to get the vaccine. And if you don't want to get it, you could give it to somebody else. And then they could get their bracelet that says they have it with the microchip in it. You know.
Well, I mean, of course.
I'm kidding. I don't think that there's a tracking device. I want the vaccine.
Yeah, that's not going to happen soon enough, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Don't we have anything else to talk about?
We got a couple things. I just don't know how to fit any of them in.
Fitting in my vagina. Oh, I've been wanting to talk about this for like a couple of months now. I finally ordered some new deodorant. I know this is like a weird topic. This is a weird topic, but I've been seeing these ads for like forever. The stuff is called Lumi.
Everybody has been seeing these Lumi ads, because let me tell you, I have been wanting to try this forever too.
Yeah. So right when I started seeing the ads for this, I had just bought like 3 new things of stuff from like Schmitz and Native and all these other brands, and I was like, I'm not buying any more until I use this up. And I had it for like forever.
How's the Native? Because I hear good stuff about that one too.
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember why I switched, but the thing that drew me in about Lumi is the reason why I wanted to switch from any of those. I think Native didn't work as well as Schmitz, but Schmitz was oily. Because I have to use the sensitive skin formula or I break out in hives like all
And you
over.
Have the aluminum sensitivity. You've gotten the lumps under your armpit before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, all of these are natural, no aluminum, all that kind of stuff. But the problem is that a lot of them use a lot of oils also in place of it. And I was noticing that, like, my bras had, like, ring around the collar. It was fucking disgusting.
I wear regular deodorant with the aluminum in it, and my bras are always, like, messed up from it. It's gross. Like, I've got to scrub my bras with a toothbrush when I wash them. Because it's, like, caked in there. Ugh.
So I bought the Lumi. And one of the things they say to do for that problem is you get an enzyme laundry detergent.
Oh, okay.
And you put it in a spray bottle, like dilute it with water, and then you just spray it on and let it sit. They recommend that you do that before you start using the product, but I'm like, I can't find one, like, because, again, I have sensitive skin. I need to find one that I know is not going to make me break out, because every time I've used something other than All Free and Clear, I break out in hives. And sometimes I just break out in hives anyway, like, just for funsies.
Woohoo!
Yay!
That started for me this year, too. Oh. And it just kind of went away on its own. I don't know what I did.
Yeah. It's... just for funsies.
Just for funsies. Here's some hives. Whee! Because the internal anxiety isn't enough. You got to have the external signs,
too. I know
too.
You won't get this joke, but Matt will, if he listens. Did you ever find out what the main offender was?
I don't get the joke, so I guess that's... Is it a toast reference?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about toast, too. I've been watching a little bit of it. Maybe we'll take that answer off air.
Take the answer off air. Yeah. So I finally bought this stuff and I start using it immediately. And I remember just before I started using it too, I saw somebody on Twitter like dissing on the product. And I don't even think she said it by name, but she's like, why do I keep seeing ads for deodorant for your vagina? Like, if you have a problem, you need to go to the doctor. And I was like, listen, I'm sure that you're like 95 pounds and you don't sweat. You know, but I am a sweaty fucking pig and I get sweaty all in the crotchular area.
Yeah. And you don't want to rub a deodorant stick on your thighs.
Right. Yeah. So for that.
And also, it's not, if you watch that Lumi ad, it's not necessarily about the vagina. It's about your butt crack. It's about it migrating from the butt to other places. Right. And it says that.
Right. And they actually say, like, you can use this deodorant on, like, anything because... Like,
on your butt crack. That's where I want to try it.
Put it on your feet.
Yeah, I'd put it there, too, but mostly on my butt crack. So if you wear it in your cheeks and you fart, does it just smell like the deodorant when it comes out? Just push out that... Because we've been eating a lot. I ate a lot of cheese. You know what it's like.
Yes.
I've been... poor Matt has been just, like, tucking his face in his shirt... he's tucking it. No, he's putting his nose. He puts his nose under his shirt so that he doesn't have to smell my farts. But that doesn't help much, you know. And when I'm not lazy and when I'm trying to be nice, I get up and I go to the bathroom. He knows what I'm doing. I'm just trying not to make him smell it.
Okay, so after this,
sorry,
I'll go eat some beanie weenies. Got a can in there.
Okay,
from the hillbilly thing. I'll eat those, and then I'll put some of the Lumi in my butt crack, and then I'll fart in your face.
Okay, and we'll do the test. We'll do the test. We'll put it on Patreon. Good content.
So it's hard to say how this stuff is going to work long term. Number one, it does work. I will say that they say that it works for up to 72 hours. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Again, I'm a sweaty fucking pig.
I mean, they say that Secret works for 48 hours, but I've never tested that out, you know.
Yeah. And I, you know, of course, now it's winter, so how's it going to work in the dead of July?
Yeah, big difference.
But I do really, like, I was a little bit nervous about putting on, because, like, it, so I got the cream one, so that, I guess, so I figured, like, I could put it wherever, and, like, I didn't have to worry about it or whatever, but it's weird. For the first time you go to put deodorant on and you put it on your finger and then have to rub it onto your armpit.
Yeah, sounds weird.
It's kind of weird. But, like, if you can get past that, and it takes a little bit longer than I would like for it to, like, soak into your skin. Like, if you put regular deodorant on, you just put it on and then you just go ahead and get dressed. Like, for this, I kind of feel like I need to put it on, like, right when I get out of the shower and then, like, put my robe on and brush my teeth and... do other things before I get dressed, because I want to make sure, even though you're supposed to rub it in,
yeah,
like, completely, like, it still feels,
it just kind of feels like lotion.
Yeah.
Like it's sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to get your sunscreen dried off before you jump in the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's
let it cure. Let it cure like you're salting a ham.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to refer to my armpits as hams from now on.
So salt that ham.
Salt
them up.
Honey baked. One thing I did notice about it right off the bat, I got three flavors because I can't just choose one.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's why I end up getting stuck with stuff like this, because even if I'm just buying something for the first time and I want to just try it, I can't just buy one thing. I have to buy the three pack to get three different flavors and see which one I like the best. So even if I didn't like it, I'd still be using it for the next 2 years.
There's got to be like a name for that, like a name for that syndrome.
Asperger's. No, I do not have Asperger's, and I'm not making fun of it.
Yeah, we're never making fun of Asperger's.
No.
We love our Aspies.
Yes. So I open up one. I got like lavender, bay rum, and vanilla.
Bay rum?
Yeah, it's like, it's a weird, like what the fuck is
it? You turning your armpits into rum ham?
Yes. If you know, I'm wearing a shirt right now, but you can't see it. But Captain Morgan is actually right here.
He's got his leg up on your pit.
Leg up, yeah, just like Riker.
I had to do this for the Patreons.
God, my mic's all sticky. It's weird.
Mine too. I think it's from the tape.
Yeah, it's from the duct tape.
Yeah, we even
used them in a while. Yeah,
tucking my mic between my legs. So I open up the freaking deodorant and
is it duct tape or dick tape? Tucking it between your legs.
It's the stuff smells funky as hell, and I don't know how to describe it.
Wait,
to you.
All of them smell funky,
yes.
Or just the?
I've only opened two because I was like, you know, once you open something, it has like a shorter shelf life.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to open the vanilla one yet. I opened the bay rum and the lavender, and they both smell like kind of just funky, and I don't know how to describe it. It's like kind of
like mushrooms.
Yeah, kind of like earthy. Cause,
yeah,
like
when you say funky, like I think like mushroom
like
smell.
Like I was sitting there like, why would I put this on my feet when it already smells like feet?
Well, maybe that's the trick. Is there like,
it's a double negative.
It's yeah, the feet smell is going to stay on the feet smell, and it's going to keep the rest of the feet smell from wafting upward.
Yes. I mean,
it's just going to contain the foot smell.
And that's the thing is, like, once you put it on and, like, once you wear it a little bit, like, it doesn't, you don't smell that funky, weird, so I don't know what it is. It, like, it literally, the funk cancels each other out. So, I'm going to let you smell it after
okay.
We're done.
All right, I'm excited for this.
I think you could smell it even.
You can take a video of it,
on.
You know, the Patreon content.
Yes. Yes. So.
Yes.
Again, I want to try it in the dead of summer, but I wanted to talk about this because I've had it for like 2 months now, and I've been trying this stuff out, and I'm like, I don't know, this wet ass deodorant, it's fucking weird, man. It's different. I like weird shit.
So they both smell funky.
They both smell like they both kind of honestly smell the same.
But once they're on you, they smell different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. It's like color
so
changing.
The so they have. So they have a cream version, and then is there a stick?
Yes and no. The okay. stick version is actually just the cream in a stick form.
Kind of like a roll-on.
Kind of, yeah. Like okay. It's weird. Like, you twist it up. You twist at the bottom like you normally do with a deodorant, like a deodorant stick. And then the cream comes out on the top, and you have to, like,
Okay. I've had deodorant like that before. I've had deodorant that's supposed to be, like, a clear deodorant, and it's, like, a gel/lotion formula comes
yes.
out through the top like that. And I
yes.
don't like it. But
I didn't like the idea of doing
cause it
that.
And it does feel wet.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
It's wet as
which
piss.
Is the kind of, which is why I don't like it that much. I prefer the solid. I prefer the stick solid.
Yeah.
But I understand if I'm going to be paying attention to, you know, like I'm getting older, I should probably stop exposing myself to aluminum under
right.
the armpit. You know, got to have my first mammogram and stuff this year. Whoa. Might want to reduce risks of things.
They keep coming after me with that titty smasher, and I'm like, no, no.
I heard it's really not as bad as people say. Because I remember, like, you know, women of our mother's age just mm-hmm. being like, oh, it's terrible. It smashes you. It squashed you.
After I stuck a fucking cotton swab up my
right.
nose, I think I can take it.
Yeah, I think we can deal with it.
Yeah. My thing is that, like, I first got referenced to go get it done. I think it was 2019.
Okay.
I was supposed to go get it done. And I put the piece of paper, like the work order, into my bag and kind of forgot about it until my life kind of like went to shit. And I found it later and I was like, oh, I should have gotten that done.
Yeah. Oops. And then it was 2020 and yeah.
I scheduled the appointment. It got rescheduled because of COVID. The doctor tells me to go to get it done. And I'm like, I kind of don't want to see any more people this year.
Yeah.
Can we let it?
I wish we could do it together. And do it for the fans.
Oh my God, that would actually be hilarious.
What are the chances that we could schedule a mammogram on the same day and like FaceTime each other?
Oh my God.
And share that.
Let's see if we can. I don't know if they would let us take a phone.
I don't think you can use your phone in while you're actually get, because it's like x-rays, right?
I think so.
It's not, well, it's mammograms. It's not x-rays, but it's medical imaging. It's like.
Right.
Probably magnetic of in some way. You can't have your phone out.
I'm sure at least Gary and Chris, if he's listening, are both yelling at us right now.
That's right, yeah. Chris will be like, you idiots.
I mean, they do that anyway.
Oh my God, what if we could both get it done in Richmond at Chris's hospital and he could like come in and... Oh no, I mean, it's a we don't know who we're talking about. Nobody knows who we're talking about.
No. I mean, our friend
Briss.
Oh my God. Oh my God, are we done yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see a timer.
I think we need to stop. It's like almost an hour. We're fine.
No, we're good. That's great.
We're making up for lost time.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back, bitches.
We're having so much fun. I mean, we could stop and record another episode.
We could, actually. But we won't. We got,
oh my God, Briss. Oh, that's amazing.
Hey, guys. We're Mouthy Broadcast. MouthyBroadcast.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers. I feel weird doing this in front of the... camera.
It's a little weird.
Which we do it in front of the camera anyway.
We do.
On OnlyFans.